Good evening, darling. This month's meditation, we're going to take some time to remind ourselves how utterly lovable we are. It may sound weird coming from someone who literally makes romance for a living, but I'm not the best person at believing I'm lovable. I've ended up in codependent mess after codependent mess because I simply believed that was all there was for me. That I couldn't do better and I had to take every scrap that came my way. Not saying that's something that's happened to you, but it is something that happens to a lot of people. And a lot of us do. So this month, we're going to spend time to reframe ourselves in a positive light, to understand just how utterly lovable we all really are. And that we deserve only the best for ourselves. So, as usual, we're going to start with a breathing exercise. I want you to breathe in for four, hold for four, and breathe out for four. So, let's start with breathing in with me. One, two, three, four. And hold. Two, three, four. And out. Two, three, four. And again. One, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four. One last time. Breathe in, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four, and breathe normally. I want you to imagine the two of us sitting up at a bar or a coffee shop, if you're teetotal like me. Assuming the coffee shop itself has a bar, like many coffee shops do. A place that radiates comfort and joy. The sunlight is beating in from the outside. There's a feeling of laughter and playfulness in the air. And as the two of us drink from what's just been placed in front of us, I turn to you and comment that this is good. What we have is good. And as I do, you start to get that feeling inside you. This warm, relaxed feeling that you may have felt before, you may have not felt yet, like quite a lot of us. The feeling of knowing that you're where you're meant to be. The feeling that you're with someone that you can truly be yourself with. You don't have to mask. You don't have to constantly worry all the time if they're all right, because you're feeling so insecure in the relationship that you feel they have to be happy all the time for things to be good. I want you to feel that warmth inside you now. That peace coming from your heart and just washing over you like laughter. Like that joyous laughter that comes when, not necessarily when anything funny has happened, when you just feel joyful. Let that feeling swirl around you. Let that feeling spread throughout you. Because this is the feeling you deserve to have in your relationships. And you do not have to settle for less than this. You are a wonderful, incredible person. Whatever you may sometimes feel, whatever your past has tried to tell you, you are amazing and you deserve love. You deserve the kind of love that this is. You deserve the kind of love that makes you feel safe and calm and valued. Kind of love that pushes you further. Not a love that completes you, because you are complete in and of yourself. You do not need anyone's love to complete you. That concept of having another half or someone who fills in the missing part of your soul is just some codependent lie that you don't need anymore. Because you know how lovable you are. You know how wonderful you are. You have found a way to love yourself. And you don't need the love of another person. And that's how you know that when you find that love, when you find that feeling like this, it will be the real thing. Because the two of you can carry on doing your own things and supporting each other, but don't need each other to be happy. And that doesn't mean that you're not there for each other. You're not able to help each other, take care of each other. Because those are wonderful things. But that assurance, that feeling in your soul that you know you are enough, means that that relationship can be a place of safety. You're not worried about doing the wrong thing. You're not worried about them being upset, because you know you'll be okay no matter what happens. You don't have to have that person's approval all the time, because you're okay on your own. Because you are wonderful and brilliant, and you are lovable. Most importantly, you're lovable by yourself. you can love yourself, you will love yourself. And I want you to repeat that now with me as a mantra. I can love myself. I will love myself. So do that 3 times. And if you're in a place where you can do so, say it out loud with me. I can love myself. I will love myself. I can love myself. I will love myself. I can love myself. I will love myself. Just because we've repeated that and we've gone through this process doesn't mean you necessarily believe that yet, but you will one day. Believe me, you will. You can come back to this and all my other romantic meditations, as well as through your own meditation, through your own self-improvement. You will find that self-love. And when you do, you will know how lovable and wonderful you are. And the world will bend to your will, my darling. I take your hand and hold it and wink at you. And the scene slowly fades away. You open your eyes and find yourself back in your room. Hopefully some of that feeling inside you is still there. You take that with you. Letting it warm you from the inside and remind you how wonderful you are. Good night, darling.